This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Life comes with all sorts of challenges. Some you may not be prepared for, but it's good to learn new things to help get ready for the real world. Hello, and welcome to the Experience It Man podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Know-It-All, and we're going to find new skills that you may not realize you need, but do, to unlock for your personal skill tree. Whether it be for college life or life in general, let's get to experience it, man. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Experience It Man podcast, where we go find new skills to unlock for your personal skill tree. This week, we're delving deep into the world of culinary arts, becoming your own Chef Ramsay. Cooking is essential to keeping yourself alive, and no better way than to know what you're putting in your own body. They say always food tastes better when you make it yourself. So, why is it important to know how to cook for yourself? Well, for one, not everyone knows how to cook, so you will be the talk of the crowd if you are the main chef amongst your group of friends or family, and or just anyone that you are helping around. Not only that, but you can take care of yourself in knowing what you put in your body, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, knowing what vegetables, how much calories, if you want to go further into building your muscles, you're doing all that bodybuilding and so forth for being exercise and fit. You can learn how to do calorie intake and other things such as knowing what types of protein, how much protein, your macros and micros. You can also learn how to be resourceful in using what you have. Most college students will have to learn, if they know how to cook already, learn to use what ingredients they have to make a dish so that they can eat and survive. And not only that, but it's good to know how to make good food too, because I'm sure everyone knows that, at least here in Dominican, Calarega food is not the greatest. And so I think it's good to learn how to cook for yourself, because you may make something that tastes better than the Calarega food. And for me, I recently went to the Edge Hill Kitchen and used whatever was available to make these cool fish sticks that I found a recipe in based on what Gordon Ramsay made on YouTube. And it went really well. I didn't know dill is used very, very tastefully along with seafood. And so now that I know that, it's good to use certain spices for that. Another tip that I would recommend is get people to know how to cook to help you, because they may know more things about what's around in the kitchen more than you do. And you may learn new surprising tips that can help you or help you in the kitchen and make new recipes. What I would recommend you also do is get a feel for what is at your disposal in the kitchen, as well as learn how to use those tools, because you're not going to get the best of the best type of kitchen everywhere you go. And so you have to use what you can. Like I said previously, learning how to be resourceful is a good tip. So not only that, in using ingredients to be resourceful, but also using the tools that are available to you. And knowing the basics for both what ingredients to use and what tools are in the kitchen are available are essential and will give you a good big start in how to learning how to cook. I remember asking my mom how to cook certain recipes from my Vietnamese culture, and I recently learned how to make bánh xèo, which is a Vietnamese savory crepe, which uses egg and mung beans. It's a cool recipe, and it's very healthy too, because it's healthier than what most American food would be, in the sense that it's lighter and you can eat a lot of you can put a lot of vegetables, but it won't taste like you're eating vegetables because it's a kind of crepe. Another thing is I want to eventually learn how to make my homemade family recipe in pho, because as a Vietnamese person and growing up in a Vietnamese family, pho was essential. And I think learning the most essential dish that a lot of Vietnamese people are known for, such as pho, is very important to me. And I'm getting there. I'm learning the certain spices, and not only that, but there's different recipes amongst my entire family, and each of them have a different flavor, which is cool, because pho can be made differently. And not only that, but you can, if you can personalize it in your own recipe, you will have your own specific flavor. And that's what I like, because it's cool, because every recipe is technically your own, but you just learn off of other recipes from your family. And that's, like, I think, a cool twist. Now, for learning the basics of the kitchen, you want to get, so like I said before, you want to get an idea of what is around at your disposal for the kitchen, such as learning how to use pans, knives, silverware, different spoons. I actually recently learned that there's different uses for different knives. I always use the big knife and the small knife to cut things because they're the easiest to learn, but each of them have a different use, which is a tip that I never knew until later. Not only that, but knowing the basics is already a big start. As I said before, you do not realize how much of a head start you are and how much of an advantage you are learning how to cook for yourself. Even if it's like basic mac and cheese or like making a grilled cheese, that is a big jump as to someone who doesn't even know how to cook at all. And not only that, but you are already further ahead in learning how to survive on your own. Having learned how to cook on my own because Cal Ripken food sucks, I have learned that and realized the importance of cooking on my own. And so I think it's good to have mentors first, because you don't want to have a good you don't want to start on cooking by yourself. It's better to have someone watch over you so you don't accidentally burn the house down. And not only that, but they may give you some cool advice or time-saving tips, because I realize cooking does take a lot of time. And so the main reason that a lot of people do tend to stay away from cooking on their own is because they don't have that much time in cooking. But like I said before, mentors or just having your parents that know how to cook stand on the side and watch you, they can help you find some time-saving tips that can like help you with saving more and more of your minutes, and then cook faster and make sure you're not hungry, because it's very important. I also recommend watching some videos, get some research or an idea of what type of food you want to make. I am a big seafood fan, and so when I first started cooking, I started looking at videos of how to make fish and chips and or fish sticks, and that's when I started going into my research, and I stumbled upon a Gordon Ramsay recipe with the fish sticks and fish and chips, and that got me hooked because it looked so easy. And so I decided to take it upon myself to try and see how far I can go, and I had my mom with me to help see what I am missing in terms of like what steps or what am I missing or what not to do to set the house on fire. And it went pretty well. Not only that, but since I got that recipe and I memorized it, I brought it up to Dominican, and I was able to make it for my group of friends, and they all loved it. And so I think hearing my friends say like it's really good, and another time I brought homemade mac and cheese with breadcrumbs on top, oh my gosh, that was so good. They all gave me good compliments, and it felt good to make food for people and have that thought in the back of my mind saying, hey, you did something amazing and you are now on your way up to being a more independent person. And I always say having a lot of skills is like having different ingredients in a bowl of ramen. Putting all those skills together makes the best combination, such as all the ingredients put together and to make a bowl of ramen. And that could be a metaphor for anything, but I think for me it means more as you're not learning just how to cook. You're learning other skills outside of the kitchen that can help you, such as being resourceful, learning how to ration your things, time management, new ways of learning new things. Maybe you don't like to go off of reading a book or a manual, and maybe you're a visual learner, so learning how to find different study techniques can help. And yeah, I think getting that good research in before you even get into the kitchen is also very important. I recommend watching Binging with Babish. He is a YouTuber that makes a lot of the cool dishes that could be from cultural media. An example was he made the sea bass from Jurassic Park, or recently I saw a video of him making mochi from an anime Jujutsu Kaisen. That was a pretty cool video to watch. And not only that, but he goes into very minute detail and how to make the dish itself, and he takes his own twist on how he would make it. And I think that's a pretty cool way to start getting into researching how to cook and basically learning the simple steps. Once you learn the basics, you want to start increasing your own personal recipe book. You don't want to have just a simple grilled cheese or mac and cheese or easy 1-2-step ramen. You know, you want to have a bigger variety, because eventually if the only thing you can do is make the same 3 dishes, you're going to get tired of cooking, and then you're going to just lose that motivation to cook for yourself because you just only know those 3 things. So not only that, but if it's as basic as it is, you are going to lose a lot of motivation to just cook in general. So as a start, you want to learn how to increase in terms of complexity for your dishes. It's okay to learn grilled cheese, mac and cheese, and ramen, but you don't want to stick with the same 2-3 ingredients and make it bland. You know, you want to have a wider variety in your palate. For example, for grilled cheese, you can start, instead of using the simple American cheese, start using mozzarella, Gruyere, or fromage blanc. I use those 3, and I was able to taste it at a restaurant who used those 3 different types of cheeses. And it is a whole world of flavor compared to using just the American Kraft slice. Even though I'm a Kraft family, it's better to increase in complexity. Another example is you can do mac and cheese, do the elbow pasta, and do simple Parmesan or mozzarella cheese. You can go further and using mascarpone and 3 cheddar blend and add in breadcrumbs. That changes the whole prospect of having mac and cheese. Because when I found out, another cool flavor tip that I randomly found when I was testing and experimenting was I found out imitation crab works really well with mac and cheese. And I was the only one that had that similar idea. Someone else was able to use lobster, lobster meat. And that was pretty cool. And that tasted really good. And I mean, really good. I feel bad to all those who can't have crustaceans such as lobster and crab, but if you do, give it a try. You don't want to experiment with too many complex items either, because you gotta start easy so then you know what you're tasting. Always taste what you're making, because you don't know if you're experimenting, you don't know what you're gonna add. And so, but experiment with different ingredients. I learned how to use different spices, taste each flavor and see what can blend well with others. I recently learned how to mix lemon pepper with chicken seasoning on popcorn. I didn't realize I could do that. I didn't realize there was such thing as that. But ever since I was able to experiment with that, it tastes wonderful. And it's I personally like that type of popcorn better than butter. And so now that every time I'm going to watch a movie at my house, I'm going to be able to make my own better popcorn. And it's just, you know, having different experimenting tastes and expanding your taste palette is important, because it's just the more you're able, the different variety of flavor that you can taste, the more you're going to want to learn how to cook too, because then you're going to learn, this could taste good with that, and so I can make a better recipe with this dish. It's just learning to combine different things together. Like I said before, the ramen, you can try different recipes for ramen. There are so many different ways you can flavor ramen that it's insane. And so first experiment with your taste palette and increase the complexity of your flavors. Cooking is such a wonderful skill to have. I think learning how to maintain using different ingredients is very important, and it is very much a guarantee way to impress people around you. I have had some stories where I have cooked my own lunch and I had relatives over staying overnight, and I was just doing my own thing, getting ready for school the next morning, and I was hearing in the background that I realized how impressed my relatives were when they saw me just cooking on my own, because at a young age, not a lot of kids are able to do that. And so they were actually inspired to, once they had, when they had their young kids later, they wanted to make sure that they were able to cook on their own. And I think starting early is even better, because then they'll be able to be exposed to different flavors early on, and then, like me, want to learn how to cook early and survive on their own. Another thing is that I used to live on my own for majority of the day, because my parents were always out working, and so they wouldn't be home until super late at night, and I had no choice but to learn how to cook for myself, because when I got home from school, I was always super hungry. And smoothies were a good start. Eventually, that led to making my own mac and cheese, pastas, sandwiches. I remember making a lot of different types of paninis. My favorite would be my pesto, mozzarella, and prosciutto panini with sourdough bread. It's making my mouth water already. But it's very much a good way to impress people, and it's just a good skill. It's very important to have. And I think you don't have to go all the way to the extent of being the next Gordon Ramsay, but cooking is very, very useful. It's fun too. Cooking is super fun. And if you are from different cultures, you can embrace more of that culture by learning what types of food that your parents or relatives can make and learn from them, because they may find different techniques for different styles of cooking. I learned both from my Chinese side and from my Vietnamese side. They each have their own way of cooking food, and it's cool because they both make pho, but they make it differently. One uses bone broth to make it super sweet. One uses another type of technique where you let the soup sit for a couple days to let the flavors kick in, and it's more salty but savory. And so I think if you want to embrace more of how your culture is and your upbringing like that, learning different styles is super useful as well. And so thank you for listening. I'm also watching again, but I'm sure you can picture the food I'm talking about in your head. Thank you for listening to episode 3 of the Experience It Man podcast. I'm Mr. Know-It-All, and this is your bill for this week's meal of a podcast. Thank you.